My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 2 hours, Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports. He will join the show. Very busy weekend in week one of your college football slate. We'll recap that with him at 9. But right now it's time to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great, friends.
All right, we're here. We made it.
We finally made it.
We made it through the offseason. We made it through preseason.
We're heroes. We're American heroes. We're making it through the preseason. Let's be honest.
And here we are. Week one is here. First, the official NFL kickoff is Thursday night. Who plays Thursday night?
Chiefs and the Ravens.
Chiefs, Ravens. What a dynamite game that is. Yeah. By the way, Valdez, what are you doing for that one? Is that just going to be by yourself?
Yeah, just watch it on the sofa.
Okay. Big plans, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, massive. Watch it on the sofa.
Yeah. Not a fist bumping.
No, but I mean, like, that's going to be one of those. I mean, because we complain about getting up. Valdez gets up like an hour earlier than us.
Yeah, it's rough.
You know? So,
well, at least it's a Thursday night.
I'm used to it. The Ravens have a lot of primetime games.
Ooh, I like that flex. I like that chest puffing.
Are you, by the way, are you feeling comfortable? I know this is hit the skins, but let's hit the Ravens for a second. Are you feeling comfortable?
There's 2 points to this game. Number one, the Ravens always seem to do well in primetime spots and kind of like big moments in the regular season, like going to San Francisco last year, hosting Dolphins.
That was a beat down.
Dolphins kind of revenge game. So they kind of always kind of show up in these spots. But for whatever reason, John likes to treat week one, and they've gotten away with it because of who they played week one. Last year it was the Texans and C.J. Stroud's first game. But they kind of sleepwalk through week one. It's almost like their dress rehearsal because they don't play. They literally don't play anyone in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of like this early rust factor to them on week one game. So I think it's a loss at Arrowhead for the.
So you're predicting a loss. Okay, that's good.
Let's see.
That's good. I like it.
What's
you can
Kansas
only be
laying
happy
a field
then?
Goal or so?
Yeah, around there, maybe a little less.
Casey's laying a field goal. Yep. Total's 46.5 in that one.
Now, Drabby, I saw this over the weekend that it was rumored. I think it actually did happen. They signed a former Seahawk, right? Special teamer.
What happened?
Can you tell us more about Nick Ballore, former Seahawks linebacker? Nick Ballore, who I believe made a Pro Bowl. Did he make a Pro Bowl as a special teamer? Give us a scoop on him.
Yeah, great special teamer. Played fullback for them. I think they even put him at linebacker a few times.
Yeah, they list him as a linebacker here.
2 Pro Bowls on special teams.
Yeah. You know,
very nice.
What did they do? They just cut him?
A minor cog. Yeah, I just don't think they had room for him. Different system, so they're probably not going to use him as much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good number 53 on the team.
He's kind of old. He's 35.
Yeah, yeah, he's been around for a long time.
So they signed him to the practice squad. So okay. Also.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's on the active roster. But just, you know what, for people that haven't been paying attention, I mean, I know we did this kind of like a week ago. Should I update people? Just a quick reminder, who's on the practice squad?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this is, I believe, it starts in alphabetical order, but then it changes as they added a few. So Kaz Allen, the running back slash receiver, the corner, Chigozie Anusiam. Guard Julian Good-Jones, quarterback Sam Hartman, defensive end Andre Jones Jr., holdover, right, from the Rivera regime.
Seventh round, I believe.
Defensive tackle Haggai Dabuzi, international player. I think every team gets one free international player sort of on their practice squad. Mm-hmm. Running back Chris Rodriguez, Mitchell Tinsley, receiver Bryson Tremaine, Cole Turner, defensive end Carlos Watkins, Michael Wiley, the running back, linebacker Jalen Graham, cornerback Bobby Price, defensive tackle Sheldon Day, and I believe that's all you can have 16, right? The last person added to their practice squad, Nick Ballore, the special teams guy, two-time Pro Bowler from Seattle. So I don't know what their plans are for him, but obviously that's good insurance if anybody goes down for injury, poor performance, whatever. These rosters, they do fluctuate week to week. On the bottom end of it. There's no
doubt
about it.
Such a huge practice squad nowadays. You know what I'm most intrigued by in week one? I want to see, because Cakes and I have the bet, the Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler breakdown of carries.
Yeah, the combo. Yep.
Well, funny, but that's the second side issue. The number one, I want to see how many carries Jayden Daniels has.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, if I set the number at 8.5, would you go over or under?
I'd probably go
it's a
under.
Good number. I could see 6 to 8. Eight. If you're over 8.5, that seems like a lot.
I could see them unveiling them for 10.
Well, we'll find out. They're going to use Eckler a lot.
I think he's been their little secret, their secret weapon that they've been kind of hiding. As JP mentioned last week, he hasn't played in a preseason game in 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm hanging on Cliff Kingsbury's word that if people say he's lost the step, he hadn't seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one guy who tweeted us last week who was a Chargers fan who says it's not just injuries last year, he's washed. That would suck.
A Chargers fan said that?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll see. I mean, it's hard to. I mean, I guess it could happen, but for it to happen, like, just immediately.
It just
like
happened
that,
in a year, and he did have that ankle injury, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it had a high ankle
sprain. I don't know how
sprain.
You say he was washed, because 2 years ago, he had a great year.
Yeah. And who are you saying
don't
that? Just
kill the
fan?
Messengers. Somebody who tweeted us who said they were a Chargers fan.
Right.
And they said, there's more to this Eckler thing. It's not just an injury.
Did he give more to, like, what is this?
Just say slow down.
Here's what you're hoping. Yeah. This is the Eckler you want. The one from 2023 who had 10.2 yards after the catch per reception in 2023. That's a remarkable number.
How old is Eckler right now?
29, I think.
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe at 28 he's washed. You know, like last year, 28. I find that hard to believe. But we'll see. I do have, JP mentions the running
back. How old was Sean Alexander when he joined the Commanders / Redskins?
He was pretty long in the tooth, I think. Yeah. Probably late 20s, early 30s. You can go back and do that math.
Didn't he have a bunch of touchdowns for us? Not a lot of yards. I could be wrong.
Look at the stats.
Wrong. I remember Gerald Riggs did that. Now I'm really dating myself. So Brian Robinson's fantasy outlook and projections, Cakes. This is from Pro Football Network.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go over under 1,002 rushing yards?
1,002 rushing
go under.
Yards.
You go under.
Yeah.
Really. Okay.
I think I would go over.
You're an over guy.
But not by a lot, I would go over that.
Just
number.
To go back,
yeah.
Sean Alexander had a season where he ran for 1,880 yards.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 27 touchdowns.
Crazy.
Okay.
All right. He was 28 years old.
Yeah.
He joined Washington when he was 31. Just 3 seasons later, he played in 4 games and totaled 24 yards.
Three seasons a lot.
He only played in 4 games for us? That's wild.
Didn't start any, well, appeared in
and three. And I think he settled here because I bumped into him.
And he didn't have a bunch of touchdowns, EB. He had zero.
I would be
legitimately starstruck if I was at like the Harris Teeter and I ran into Sean Alexander. Like if he's shopping for green peppers in the produce aisle and I saw Sean Alexander, I would do a double take.
My daughter was doing volleyball training a couple of years ago. I used to see him every week.
Really?
And he just looks like a regular guy.
Sure.
Like you wouldn't think.
It's a little different because the Seahawks cut Sean Alexander. Like he was completely washed.
Yeah, and that was also 3 years later.
Yeah.
So that's different. I just think it's different.
I mean, 3 years is a long time.
Three seasons off his best season, sure.
Yeah. I'm
betting on Eckler to have more yards than Robinson. I'm just
here's why
saying,
it may be a bad bet. Not even with him.
It's happened before where they've picked up a guy who's past his prime.
But not even him being potentially washed is a lot of times, and this is not with every quarterback, but with mobile quarterbacks, a lot of times, instead of them dumping it off to the Eckler or the third down back, it's a tuck and run. Now, I'm sure Cliff Kingsbury wants to get the ball in Eckler's hands as much as he can, especially if he's still effective. But sometimes the mobile quarterbacks, the Anthony Richardsons, the Lamars, they don't tend to dump the ball off to their RBs a lot. That might be a slight warning sign.
All right, so here you go then. This is Pro Football Network's Austin Eckler's fantasy projections. Okay. Would you go over, under?
All right.
Okay. Rushing yards.
Ooh, 300, let me guess, 312.
440.
All right.
I'm going to go over.
You're actually going over after you're just pooping on
for the sake.
Right. I wasn't pooping on him. I'm just saying.
I don't think they're going to give him the ball a lot in the running game.
All right, so you're going to go under.
For the sake of my bet, I have to pull for the under.
All right.
Because I'm a B-Rob guy.
Now, they say 5 rushing touchdowns, but 440 rushing yards.
I might take the over on the touchdowns because he's so good in the red zone and has been in his past.
All right. Receptions over or under for Eckler, 40.6.
40.6.
Now, go over. I mean, if he plays in 15 or more games, he should smash that number.
3 catches a game, he goes way over.
I mean, he had 51 last year.
He's sharing time.
Yeah.
And now I don't know how Cliff coaches, but I'm assuming whoever's got the hot hand's going to get the ball more.
If they go up tempo, which they did a lot in the preseason, more snaps.
See, the thing that here's where it hooks Eckler potentially is if they're trailing in games. If they're trailing in games, Eckler should shift.
They're going to be trailing in games.
He should shift to a bigger role because if you're doing 2-minute hurry up, throwing the ball more. He's more
if he stays if he plays 14, 15, 16 games, he's going to go way over 40. What did you say, 40 and a half?
40.6, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go over that.
All right.
What about receiving touchdowns? Let me guess. 3.5?
I think that sounds like a good number.
2.5.
Oh, I would go over that, too.
You got to go over that.
I would take all of Drab's money and bet that.
Yeah, you got to go over that.
Bet it. Bet it hard.
All right, so we touched on it a little bit before. Obviously, it's all about Tampa. It's all about Todd Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, September 8th. Remember, it's a 4:25 start.
Oh, I know when it starts.
Which hooks your boy because my daughter plays at noon. That's great. Love it. We talked about it. FanDuel, I believe we 3.5-point dogs or 2.5?
I think
I can't find it. The total is 43. Do you like my analysis? I like this as an over.
I think I can see that.
Do you want to give your boys 9.5 and bump the total down and go over? Kind of like it.
I really like that.
I'll book it.
Who doesn't like it? Who doesn't
you just like it just because it's hard to hit two bets.
I'll book it.
I like it.
You want to put?
No, I got FanDuel. I got a FanDuel account. What would I do with
just,
you?
Just for the show, book it.
I'll take it.
$10?
$5.
All right, hold on.
Put it in the book.
So you're catching 9.5 and going over, what'd you say?
Over 37.
I dump it down and then I go over.
37.5.
Yeah.
All right, put it in there.
Love that bet.
Yeah. All right, 9.
I would make out with that
bet. Washington plus 9.5.
Because listen, I think we are going to be aggressive on defense, and I think we'll get burned a few times by it, no doubt. But I also think that we'll be aggressive on offense, and I think that we're going to score some touchdowns.
Oh, I'm bitter. I see Ayuk to Commanders by week one. I'm getting 5-1. EB, no. I'm yes. I'm going to ship you $5 to your Venmo soon.
Hold on. What did we bet? We bet $5 on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I like the action.
Love that. Thank you.
That gets me distraught.
Love that, Cakes.
I know you do.
So
I just think that I'll call them skins. I don't care. Redskins defense is going to be shaky.
I do.
Especially against the pass.
Right, so I think they're going to give up some touchdowns, but I do think they are going to make some plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think Baker Mayfield is some god.
He's not.
He'll throw it to us once or twice, maybe, but he'll also make some plays. I'm not saying he's going to have a terrible game. So I think that there'll be opportunities for us, but I also think that we'll give up some big plays. And I totally can't wait to. I guess I was excited to see Bieniemy's offense for about a quarter, and then I realized
now you
want to
see Kingsbury's.
I can't wait to see this offense.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's better.
Especially with Eckler, if he's three quarters of what I think he is.
You know whose offense looked garbage over the weekend?
Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy's.
I know. Yeah. Certainly for the first half. Played a little better in the second half. But
Baker had a good season last year.
He's solid.
28 touchdowns with only 10 interceptions.
I know, but
that's a little beyond solid.
He's probably his best year.
Based on his history, he's probably going to go.
He's yo-yo.
He's probably going to revert back to.
He might, but I don't know if it's going to happen in week one against this
Listen,
leaky secondary.
I'm acknowledging he's going to hit Mike Evans for one or two big play touchdowns, no doubt.
Oh, all right.
But we're going to score some points too, fellers.
All right. I would imagine.
I'm setting the Mike Evans catch total at 8.5. Anybody going over?
Ooh. That's a lot.
I'm not going over. Yeah, I would go under.
Mike Evans, he's prolific. See, now this is not fair. You're hitting me on my kryptonite. Wide receiver overs. You know I can't help myself. I probably will bet the over on that. I'll consider it.
Need 9 catches?
That's a lot.
I could see Mike Evans going for like 7 catches, a buck 25,
and 2
touchdowns.
You can't see him abusing Benjamin St. Juice or whoever else is on that assignment. I mean,
he will get his. I just don't know if he's going
to get 9. Now, he's also a guy who can limp to the side with a hamstring injury.
That's true.
Like, for a quarter in. Guy's got a lot of soft tissue issues over the years.
I mean.
That number's too high for Mike. For somebody not as brittle as Mike Evans, I would take it.
I don't care who it is.
All right, if I set it at 7.5.
I wanted you to say 6.5 so bad.
Yeah, 6.5
is too
easy.
Why don't you just bet the under? He was going to do 8.5. Why don't you just bet the under?
I probably should have.
No, he doesn't like it.
No, I didn't offer it up. I just said 8.5.
I generally don't like unders.
When somebody sets an absurd total, just jump on it.
Yeah, but Mike Evans could have 10 catches for like 150 and 2 touchdowns.
He could, but he
it's
could
against
have...
Cakes' brand. He bets overs.
I have principles. I have standards.
All right.
Okay?
Just seems silly.
I have guidelines that I live my life by. I bet overs, not unders.
Yeah, 8.5 is too many, just based on last year. 6.5 is probably the number to set.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, then I'm going to stay away. I think 6.5 is reasonable. And I do think he'll have some big plays, and I think they're going to score some touchdowns.
But I could see him having like 4 catches on the first drive.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what to make of it, but one little side note is I think it's DQ who did say, or is either Peters or Dan, that Forbes improved a lot.
Right.
As training camp and everything. You know,
good. I hope that's the case. I mean, he's a first round pick. You're relying on that guy.
We are.
Now, he's a Ron first round pick. So you raise your eyebrow.
By the way, speaking of Ron, somebody made a YouTube video about 7 months ago of his greatest moments here.
Okay.
In DC, which is
was it 5 seconds long?
No. Which is basically him humiliating himself, and it leads off with a clip where Grant asks him about if the Packers win today and you'll be eliminated. Right. And he pauses and he goes,
"What?" He goes, "What?
We can be eliminated today?" I almost pooped myself watching it. It's 7 minutes of Ron just being an idiot.
Of Ron buffoonery.
You know what? I'm going to retweet it.
Okay, good.
Follow me, EB Junkies, on Twitter.
All right, when we come back, Kirk Herbstreit was killed by some people for bringing his dog to work during a broadcast over the weekend. We'll get into that story next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.